In our readings this morning, there are images from nature that seem to dominate. And it is in these images that we find a key for living the season of Lent deeply and fruitfully. The first image is that of flood, that abundance of water that cleansed the world of sin at the time of Noah. That ancient flood of water is an image for us of the waters of baptism, the flood of grace that purifies our souls from sin, bringing new spiritual life into the desert of our sin-damaged hearts. It was those destroying waters of the great flood that brought life to Noah and his family. In a rite of baptism, we bless the waters of the baptismal font with the words, "The waters of the great flood you made a sign of the waters of baptism that make an end of sin and a new beginning of goodness." We see in the story of the great flood a direct relationship to baptism. In baptism, we are washed clean of sin and made whole. Baptismal waters cleanses, purifies, and give us life. Lent is the time that catechumens prepare for their baptism. For those of us already baptized, Lent is a time to appreciate anew the divine life which we received at baptism. And it is a time set aside for us to consider how we are living this divine life. How are we doing in keeping our baptismal promises to reject sin and love God? A second image from nature is that of the rainbow. In the ark, Noah and his family were kept safe, protected from the evil and the chaos of the world around them. But Noah had to step out of that ark. Like us, Noah had to venture out into the world. As reassurance, God made a covenant, a solemn statement of relationship with Noah and his descendants. Waters will never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings. The rainbow will be a sign of this covenant, a sign of our relationship with God. Every time we see a rainbow, we call to mind this covenant and God's unconditional love for us. God chose this rainbow as a symbol of his covenant, of his promise that salvation would conquer sin. In Jesus, we see the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation. The third image is that of desert. After Jesus was baptized, but before he began his public ministry, the gospel tells us that the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert where he experienced temptation. Unlike the other gospels, the gospel of Mark does not describe in detail the precise ways in which Jesus was tempted. What Mark emphasizes is that God's power is stronger than evil forces. The image of desert is important. Is imagery that is often used in Scripture. The desert is a place of danger, of wild animals. The desert is a place of testing, where we come to experience our weakness and our dependence on God. Water and food are lacking in the desert. The temperature extremes and emptiness are oppressive to both the mind and the body. The desert is a place where our illusions of self-sufficiency and comfort fade away. And whether we are in the desert literally or figuratively, we quickly come to realize that we need God. In other words, the desert is the direct opposite of the Garden of Eden. It's a place of suffering and hardship that sin has led us to. Both original sin and our personal sins have interfered with God's plan for our lives and for our world. They have put us out of the Garden of Eden and in need of salvation. And we find our salvation in Jesus Christ. The good news that Jesus announces and embodies is that God's ministering, comforting, and empowering presence is at hand now, at this very time, and at this very moment, especially in times of crisis. Jesus does not announce that God will rescue us from experiencing bleak times of trial or frightening chaos. The good news is that God never abandons us during our times of trouble. There is a rainbow after every storm. To accept this good news is to accept the invitation to change, to conform our lives in our manner of living to God's ways. Lent is a time of reflection on our life, repenting of sin and all that is keeping us from our covenantal relationship with God. Sin and salvation, our sins and Christ's loving sacrifice that leads to salvation, these are the most fundamental aspects of our Catholic faith. And these are the themes that should fill our hearts and minds throughout the season of Lent. When we see a rainbow in the sky, we tell those around us so that they too will see it. We do this because rainbows are rather rare. One has to be positioned correctly to see and enjoy the bright natural colors against a backdrop of the dark and dreary clouds. This Lent, let's do the same with the rainbow of God's love in our hearts. Let's tell everyone of the salvation won for us by Jesus Christ. And as we continue this Mass and throughout the 40 days of Lent, let us pray in our hearts, Lord, teach us your paths. Show sinners the way. Pray for the grace to get out of the desert and back into the garden where God intended us to be. We have with us this morning our catechumens and candidates who have been participating in our RCIA program since last August. The catechumens are preparing for baptism at the Easter Vigil. Our candidates are already one with us by the nature of their Christian baptism and will profess full communion with the Catholic Church at Easter. We now celebrate the rite of sending. In this rite, our parish community expresses approval of these men, women, and children as we send them to the bishop for the rite of election. In doing so, we as the parish community assure them of our prayers, our care, and our support.